Did you know you have the power to change your life? It all depends on your beliefs. If you have limiting beliefs, you limit yourself. I'm Becky Beach, and I'm here to help you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can design your dream life. This is the Becky Beach Show. Hey, everybody, it's the Becky Beach Show. I'm Becky Beach, and today's guest, we have Kim Parkinson.
Hi, Becky.
Oh, hi. So glad to have you. Like, tell us all about your new course.
Yes, thank you for having me. So my new course is called Pitch and Get Booked. And this is getting booked on other people's podcasts as an interview guest, kind of like what I'm doing here now.
And so the reason you might want to get booked on podcasts, you said to grow your community, that makes a lot of sense because everybody has their own community. And if you can get in front of someone else's community, they're in your niche, like say you're in the mom niche, like you do parenting. And if there's another parenting podcaster, then you might want to get on their podcast to talk about your platform, about what you can offer. And that way you can get subscribers. And so what can you do if you're on a podcast? What can you do to build to get people on your list? Like, I always wondered that.
Sure. So the great thing about being on somebody else's podcast and being able to get a little bit of their audience is if you have any kind of a lead magnet or any kind of a tripwire, you can actually send them directly to your lead magnet, get them into your newsletter, into your mailing list, and then what you'll end up with is someone that you can then actively promote to on a weekly basis, which is a great way to not only get just a few extra clients, but also potentially hundreds or thousands of new people on your list, which could then become potential customers in the future.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. So you should like maybe make a little short link that's easy to remember, like your domain.com/, you know, freebie or something like that, or just podcast freebie. And you can just give that out. You can give that on multiple podcasts. You always have it. And then the freebie could be like, what kind of freebies do you recommend that they give?
So that freebie should be something of value to the client or to the customer that you're looking for.
So depending on whatever type of a podcast that you're on, whatever type of business it is, you should definitely offer something very similar or very specific to that particular audience. So for mine, I have a lead magnet on 8 steps to launch your own podcast because I'm a podcast producer myself. So, of course, that is the lead magnet that I would choose. You know, that's very specific. I have a niche of that. And so that would be something that I would send them. So depending on your niche, you may want to send them something to Mom Beach or to PLR Beach. And you would just give them some kind of a freebie. And then once they have your freebie, then you'll be able to email them on a regular basis.
Oh, that sounds really good because I haven't really been on many people's podcasts. I just don't know how to get on other people's podcasts. So your course, you know, teaches like how you're able to like get on podcasts. Like, do you send like an email? Like, how do you get on these people's podcasts?
Yeah. So the first thing that you'll want to do, of course, is you're going to identify your target audience, and then you're going to try to figure out what your pitch is going to be. So depending on your pitch, depending on what your target audience is going to depend on your pitch. You, of course, may have some ideas of some podcasts that you want to be on. If you have other people that you've talked to in the past or podcasts that you've listened to, you'll definitely want to review and see if you can pitch to those people. There are places out there that you can pitch to, and I have a list of those different websites in the program as well. And then, of course, you'll customize your pitch. And I have some swipe files for those as well. So very easy to be done. And then you'll just send out different emails, however many that you want to. And then hopefully you'll get some kind of a feedback from them and start a conversation so you can get yourself onto other podcasts.
Great tips. Yeah, like podcasting is just like it's still pretty new, you know, because I kind of equate to it how blogging was like 10 years ago. There's still lots of growth and potential for a podcast. Like, this is a new podcast. I only have this is the 15th episode. So it's still pretty new. I'm going to keep on doing it because I just think if you just don't give up and you just keep persevering, you know, eventually it'll pay off. So that's my philosophy. Everything I've done, like I made sure to just keep doing it. Even my blog before it was failing, I just kept doing it. And eventually now it's a success.
Yes. And that's actually key. I tell my clients all the time, consistency with your podcast is key. So if you post a podcast every week, you just want to keep doing it every week. If you post every other week, you want to do it every other week. Your listeners are looking for you and they're looking to listen to your podcast. And when they see that come across their newsfeed or on their phone, they're excited and they want to listen. And I always tell people it's kind of a long game. It is a marketing tactic as far as podcasting goes. You will find people years later because podcasts really never go away. So it is an evergreen source of information, which is fabulous.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. And podcasts can travel anywhere with a person. Like they can listen to it in their car, maybe while they're at the gym working out, or they're cleaning their house, or while they're organizing, while they're taking care of their kids. They can just have it in their ear and they can do other things. It's not requiring their vision and their hearing, just like a video. It's only requiring their hearing.
Yes, exactly. That's the beauty of having podcasts is it's so consumable in so many different ways, driving to work, anything like that. So I love podcasts. I'm always listening to them when I'm exercising, when I'm working out, when I'm doing the laundry, the dishes. I love that. So yeah, very consumable.
Absolutely. You can totally repurpose them. That's what I do. I repurpose my podcast. I make them into a video and also transcribe them. I pay somebody on Fiverr, like $5 to transcribe my whole podcast. And I think it's somebody that lives in the Philippines, like they don't charge very much over there. So I'm able to get that. So I get like a piece of content I can put on my blog.
Yes. And you can also, I'm not sure if you do yet, but you can also create audiograms to post up on your social media. And you can create all sorts of different quotes, pull different quotes out of your podcast, and you can post those on social media or in your newsletter or on your blog somewhere. Yeah, there's so many different avenues that you can really push your message out to the world through a podcast. It's great.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like I didn't know you could. Yeah, I didn't really think you could do it on Instagram. Like that makes a lot of sense. Maybe you can even do it on a TikTok video because TikTok videos are really popular too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I actually do know that you have a TikTok channel, right? That's right.
Oh yeah. I don't post to it very much. I need to start posting more content.
Yeah. But you could just take a snippet of your interview or your show, whichever show you'd like. And then you could post that up there with some audio just written across it and just repurpose it, get it out there. And then just say, you know, for more, listen here and send it right to the show or right to your website where the show is as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very good tip. So can you tell us more about you? Like where are you from? Like what got you into this?
Sure. So I'm actually from just south of Boston. I've lived in New England my entire life. And I have a long-standing relationship with being a serial entrepreneur. So prior to this, prior to being a podcast producer and strategist, I was a brick and mortar retail craft store owner. That's a mouthful, but I used to own a business called Kept Creations, and we were a craft store. And so I taught for probably 3 or 4 nights a week there. And of course owned the business. And then we closed the business down. I kind of did some other odd jobs. And when the pandemic hit, I really just needed to pick up something else. And I was starting to do some web design with podcasting on the side when I realized that I just knew a lot more about podcasting than I initially thought. When I owned my craft store, I actually had my own TV show and was executive producer. So cool. I had a little bit of background there. Mm-hmm. And my husband had his own band. He had a heavy metal band that he was in, and he had all of this setup. He had, you know, the microphones, the pop filters, the software. So it was an easy transition, you know, just to learn how to do that and move that from music over to podcasting. So I've been doing this now for a couple of years, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Oh yeah, but you don't really need all that fancy software and stuff for a podcast. What I do, I just use Zoom. I'm using this Blue Yeti microphone.
Yep. Yeah, nope. You don't need a ton of fancy equipment for it. I have one client, and she records all of her podcasts on her Apple phone in her closet. And she only uses the closet because she has hardwood floors. I see you have a carpeted floor there. So that is great for absorbing sound. And so she just uses her closet. But another option, and I tell this to people too, is record in your car, because your cars are automatically already soundproof. They already come with all the soundproofing. Yeah. So if you're in a pinch, you need to record an episode, go sit out in your car and do it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. I guess it makes a lot of sense, because otherwise you'd hear the engine rumbling and all this like this noise outside, you know, and that's a great tip. I really like that.
Yeah, it's great, especially if you're on the go and you needed to record an episode on vacation or anything like that. Sure. You know, or if you were a digital nomad and you were living the digital life and traveling through your, you know, through different towns, just recording your car, it's automatically already soundproof.
Oh, Brian, come over here. This is Brian. He's he wants to say hi. Come here, Brian. Hi. You sit up. Oh, he doesn't want me to hold him and not laugh. Yeah, Brian. Oh, Brian. Yeah, he just came over to say hi. Yeah, I just started podcasting because I have my mom blog, Mom Beach. I just wanted it to get more visibility because the traffic's really going down. I'm not getting that much traffic anymore since the it just keeps going down, you know, because Pinterest, you know, took a nosedive and Google keeps having algorithm changes. But with podcasting, it seems I'm getting more traffic to my blog since I started, and I'm getting more sales to my printables.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So it's especially important with podcasting that your podcast episode title has all of your SEO keywords in it. Mm-hmm. So as long as you have that, they don't necessarily look at the show notes, although that's definitely important for the consumer. But the, you know, Google and some of the other algorithms don't necessarily pick up the show notes keywords in the show notes, but they do definitely look at the titles, which is especially important.
So. That's a great idea to maybe target certain keywords with your podcast. Like the last podcast I did was how to get people on your email list to buy from you. And I think that might've been a good keyword, because I bet a lot of people are searching that on Google all the time.
Oh, definitely. That's actually a great keyword rich title. And, you know, the other thing to consider, if you have someone on your podcast, you know, someone like myself, it's maybe not a good idea to always put our names in the title if that doesn't work out, because not everybody knows who I am. So if you find a title that fits for this episode and it doesn't include my name, it's actually way better for SEO and for people finding the title than to put, you know, find something that's longer and maybe has my name. Unless I was really super popular person like Marie Forleo or something, you know, then you would definitely want to put my name in there. But somebody that is just a smaller town person, not that I'm not important in my own right, but somebody that maybe not everybody knows, I would definitely just omit the person's name and just list the title with keyword rich information.
So what would you recommend this podcast be called?
You know, this one here. So I maybe even just a chat with a podcast producer, or that's probably not a good one. You know, you put me on the spot there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought no. I would just get some help.
No, yeah, absolutely. I can certainly think of a couple of good ones, but definitely, you know, or maybe something about getting your business out, getting your business known on podcasts, something like that. podcast host, podcast guesting for businesses, something, something along those lines. Yeah. I would definitely think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll think of something good so people could find this podcast then.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So tell us more about this course. Like what kind of things can people learn in it?
Sure. So other than, you know, getting to know some of who you're looking for in your niche, getting to write the pitch, and then also, you know, what happens after you get the pitch. So there's a whole module on tech setup and how you're going to go ahead and get ready for this, from the few minutes before to maybe the hour before. You know, it's always a good idea to have a warm drink by, but you don't really want to be drinking during the interview. You want to have a drink right before so that you're, you know, nice and moisturized in your mouth, but at the same time, you have a little bit, you don't have so many of the ticky noises that's going on, you know, something similar to that. So there's a little module on some of the basics similar to that, that maybe people just don't know if they've never been on a podcast before or never had an interview before. And it also kind of goes over a little bit of the ums and ahs. And, you know, sometimes we use those normally in conversation. And so it's not always a bad thing to have them. But a lot of times people are nervous and that just kind of comes out. You know, I haven't been paying attention whether or not I've been saying a lot, but I keep it in the back of my head that you shouldn't say too many ums, too many ahs. So, and then there's also that I mentioned the email swipe files. There is the tech setup worksheet. There's a bunch of different workbooks in here, as well as some bonuses. So you'll get a podcast tracking spreadsheet and an interview prep worksheet as well. So you'll get a bunch of different workbooks and bonuses and a lot of actionable items that you can just get started on right away, so that you can start getting onto podcasts and getting your word and your message out there to the world.
What would you tell someone that's like scared, like they're afraid to be on podcasts or be interviewed?
Sure. So the first thing, of course, just take a deep breath. They're not going to hurt. That's for sure. Yeah, exactly. And I think the other thing to note is that while yes, a lot of times podcast hosts will record it via Zoom, they may not actually post the video. So, and if you make a mistake, as we know earlier in this episode, I made a mistake. I kind of flubbed a little bit. If you make a mistake, just stop, allow the host to kind of just give that little moment, and then you can get started again. That's really important because that can be taken out very easily with editing. Mm-hmm. So if you do make a mistake, you find that maybe you had a misfire at the beginning, just stop, take a deep breath, and then let the host continue, and then the interview can continue as well. So that's a good
suggestion. Those are great tips. Yeah, because I could see somebody being just terrified to put themselves out there. It could be hard to get out of your comfort zone, because you could be living in fear. Because I used to live in fear. I thought I was too fat to be on video. I thought everybody would think I was some kind of fat lady. Then they like, why would they listen to me? And plus my voice, I'm Southern. So I have like a Southern accent. So I thought people would think I'm uneducated because of my voice. You know, it doesn't really matter. Now I know that, you know, my voice is strong, even though it sounds masculine, it's a strong voice that people can listen to. And I don't really care that I've gained some weight over COVID, because I'm sure a lot of people have, you know, I'm relatable, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the other thing to consider too, is that, you know, a few minutes beforehand, you'll talk to the host and you'll have a little conversation maybe with them. And you may know what kind of questions they're going to ask. You may not know what kind of questions you're going to ask, but just remember the host is a person too. And of course it's in their best interest to have a great episode. So they usually make you feel really comfortable, and they usually just have a nice demeanor about them. I mean, we know each other from other parts of the businesses that we've both do. So it was kind of easy to have a nice little conversation with you today.
Oh yeah, totally agree. Cause I know you from my mastermind. I have like a mastermind group. Yeah. And I'll link it into the show notes if anybody's interested in joining. But like, it's just so great to connect with other business owners, and just it just provides, you know, so much value, because you learn so much from other people. Because it can be hard to just do anything yourself and figure out everything for yourself, or spend all this money on courses. So when you're with other people, it's like a lot easier. And these podcasts are good too, because, you know, the podcast host could even teach you a thing or two while you're on the call. And you could also provide value to their audience too, and teach them stuff and their audience stuff. And then it makes you like a go-to person in your niche, and people start following you. So that's why I think maybe the freebie you send out could be specific to that podcast. That way you could track to see how many people are signing up, to see if it was worth getting on that podcast. You know, that's all I just thought, just a thought I just had.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know that your particular niche is, in the host that you're going on, their particular niche is all about planners such as yours, then perhaps having a podcast freebie for that's a podcast planner, or what do I have? I also have, not only do I have a podcast planner, but I also offer the different platforms that a podcast is on. Those may be something that they would be more interested in than, you know, launching their own podcast. So definitely think about that when you're going on to different shows. I wouldn't always say change your freebie up for every show, because that's a lot of work. But definitely think about who you're going to be talking to and what their audience is going to need. And as long as you're giving their audience some value, then your content should be easily consumed and they'll be happy to go on and get onto your mailing list.
Oh, yeah. So true. Like, there, I also noticed there was this this site called Haro, Help a Reporter Out. And I remember I was responding to a lot of queries and I was able to get on podcasts that way too, but just a few, but I stopped writing to it, you know, just got out of the habit. But I think that might be a good way to get on podcasts as well.
Yeah. And there is a podcast guest resource. I think it's actually just called podcastguest.com, I believe. And they actually send out an email every day with a list of different people that are looking for guests on their show. You can also find, there's lots of different Facebook groups online that are looking for podcast hosts. If you go into different podcasting ones, they're always, always looking for podcast hosts, or I'm sorry, they're always looking for podcast guests on their show, which is nice. And that is actually also a service that I offer if people are looking for a podcast to get onto. I can help them with some of that as well, getting them onto their podcasts.
Oh yeah, great tips. Like, I didn't know there was Facebook groups where you could, you know, find guests. Like, that's a great idea. I have to look, you know, after the call, I'm going to make sure to look and see if I can find anybody that, because I have like a form on my site, but nobody's really answering to it, you know, so I got to find more guests. I was glad that you reached out and wanted to be on my podcast, you know, because I've been doing solo shows. I just haven't had anybody on my list to be on there, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, it's great to have a little mix up on your show between solo shows and interviews. So if you can find some people to interview on your show, it always just gives a little bit more value to your audience. And of course, I will be mentioning it to my audience, and then your audience may actually be looking for my services. So it's kind of a two-way street there. There's always a little bit of give and take when you're on as a guest on a show, which is nice.
So you mentioned you had some services. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. So I do podcast production and strategy, soup to nuts. So everything from launching a podcast to guest management to management of your podcast, editing, and I also do some audits and some strategy calls. So I do almost everything that you can think of for podcasting. This is my full-time job. This is what I do right here from my home, which is great. And of course, I have a little printables business on the side, which is how I met you and got into your mastermind. And I love it. I have several clients that they just record their episode, drop it, and then I pick it up and I edit it and I take care of the rest of it, whatever it might be. So whether it be just editing and show notes or editing, pulling teasers or audiograms, and then scheduling it for them. So it's, I do it all, which is great.
Oh, yo, yeah. So where's like a site where people can find you?
Sure. So my website is kpcreativemedia.com. So those are my initials, Kim Parkinson. So kpcreativemedia.com.
Oh, good. I'll make sure to link that in the show notes. Wow, this has been great. Thanks so much for being on today's show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, everybody have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Becky Beach Show. Please go to mombeach.com/podcast to learn more about my podcast and for show notes. If you want a 2022 free printable goal planner, please go to mombeach.com/subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day. Goodbye.